Hello, the internet, and welcome to this not an episode of Der Daily Zeitgeist. Just want to give you guys a heads up that we will be back on Monday after giving you a new piece of content for almost every day of the 2 weeks we were out of the office. I decided to fuck up the scheduling. This was supposed to be our first day back. I thought we had one more banked episode than we did. Yeah, that's on me, folks. Yeah, who else would it? This is the equivalent of when an NBA player throws a pass directly out of bounds and pats his chest. Like, that's on me, guys. Yeah, no shit. Who else? Anyways, I actually spent 3 hours looking for my car keys this morning. Might have been able to pull a recording together, but still haven't found those. Took an Uber to the studio, as Anna Hosnier put it in a text to our whole office. Welcome to the year of Uncle Jack, where 2020 has nothing to do with hindsight or foresight. Things are kicking off a little blurry, my friends, but we will be back on Monday in sharp focus with an all-new episode of this show. And by the way, I hope you enjoyed our look back at the decade that just came to a close, as much as I did, or at least got something out of it. I don't know if I can describe it as enjoyable, but I think the process of researching the years 2010 through 2019 will make me better at understanding the zeitgeist as we live it and describe it to you day to day over this next year, as America pulls its head out of its own ass, or doesn't do that. One way or another, we'll all be together. Sometimes literally together, because we have a tour we'll soon be announcing dates and locations for. Until then, yeah, guys, let's all get some rest. Think about our resolutions for the next 12 months, what we can do to be the change we want to see in the world. And let's all try to retrace our steps, figure out what we did with our car keys. That's it. Have a great weekend. Talk to you guys all on Monday. Bye.